a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
Good afternoon. Leading us in prayer this afternoon is Father Kevin Doyle of the Pier Fort Pier Ministerial Association. Following today's prayer will be led in the Pledge of Allegiance by the page of the day, Hillary Roth of Pier.
Blessed are you, O Lord, who has preserved us and sustained us and enabled us to reach this moment in time. Blessed are you, Lord, ruler of the universe, who have given of his glory to flesh and blood. Blessed are you, Lord of compassion, who opens our hearts to hear the cries of the widows and the orphans. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who commanded us to defend the lowly and the hopeless, to deliver the afflicted from the hands of the wicked. Blessed are you, Lord, who hears the prayer of the poor, the weak, the forgotten, and who has given us command concerning the common good of all of our citizens. Blessed are you, King of the universe, who has kept us alive and preserve us and enable us to bring to the people of South Dakota this new session of the South Dakota Legislature. Grant us the grace and the strength to guard, to assure, and to serve the weak, the defenseless, the vulnerable among us. By this means, assuring the strength of society's chain. By the example of your servant Martin, aid us now and always to work to preserve and protect the common good of our neighbors who have called us to serve them. In our interaction with one another, aid us to reflect and promote your justice, your mercy, and your love. May your servant Francis of Assisi be an example to us individually. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, trust in you. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The secretary will call the roll.
Senators Dalla, Adelstein, Ahlers, Bartling, Bradford, Brown, Dempster, Frisley, Gant, Garnos, Gillespie, Gray, Hansen, Tom, Hansen, Gary, Haverly, Heiderprim, Howey, Hunstead, Hunhoff, Jerstead, Klocek, Knutson, Maher, Merchant, Miles, Nelson, Nesselhoff, Nordstrup, Olson, Peterson, Roden, Schmidt, Teason, Turback, Berry Valley. There's a quorum present, Mr. President.
Approval of the journal.
Mr. President, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Secretary of the Senate has had under consideration the Senate Journal of the fourth day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move the adoption of the report. Respectfully submitted, Bob Gray, Chair.
Is there a second? The motion is to approve the journal. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried.
Mr. President.
Senator Roden.
Personal privilege?
Yes, that's granted.
Thank you, Mr. President. Members of the Senate, I have the privilege to have a guest in the gallery today, a man that was the owner of the proverbial big shoes that I've been trying to fill, and I doubt that I ever will. Former Senator Kenny McNinney and his wife, Henrietta. Welcome.
Welcome. Good to have you with us, Senator. Members of the Senate, please also join me in welcoming and thanking today's Doctor of the Day, Dr. James Barker. Is Dr. Barker here? Would you stand? Thank you, sir, for serving as a doctor today. Senator Klocek.
Personal privilege.
Yes, that's granted.
Thank you, Mr. President. Honorable members of the body. We have in our audience today a contingent from Tabor, and this is our last big celebration, so I ask your due diligence in this. It'll be as very brief as possible. We'd call your attention to SCR 2 and SCR 3, which is the Check Days Proclamation, the Tennille Accordion Proclamation. Queen Jennifer Pekosch, our Czech Days Queen for 2009. Her parents are Robert and Nancy Pekosch and grandparents Sanford Leona Pekosch. As I call your name, please stand. Princess Kimberly Stiebrahl, daughter of Dave and Darla Stiebrahl of Tabor, granddaughter of Edwin and Evelyn Stiebrahl of Tabor, and Prince Alex Saba, son of Jason and Kathleen Saba of Lesterville, grandson of Maxine Kreneisel of Tabor. We also have in the audience with us Thelma Kopal, Fred Kopal's wife, one of the reasons we're all here. Also, Delphine Kokesh has made kolaches for me for 20 years. Delphine, Stan, and also Prince Thelma Kopal. The Tyndall Accordion Club is also here. I just see Chuck and Linda Dawes, but their president is George and Dolores Bros, and Leroy and Heidi Holman is the secretary treasurer. And for 20 years, the original concept of Czech Days Appear, Leonard and Mildred Simple and Richard and Charlene Havork are here along with Kathy Lucas, the treasurer, and the entire delegation from the Tyndall Accordion Club and the Tabor Czech Days Appear delegation I would ask to rise at this time. Thank you, Mr. President.
Welcome.
Honorable members of the body.
Congratulations. We'll move now to communications and petitions.
May 15th, 2009, the Honorable Dennis Dugard. Dear Mr. President, members of the Senate, pursuant to the provisions of Chapter 1-16H of the South Dakota Codified Laws, and subject to your consent, I have the honor to inform you that I have appointed Dr. Charles V. Shank, Kailau, Hawaii. I practiced that too. To the South Dakota Science and Technology Authority. This appointment is effective May 14, 2009 and shall continue until April 9, 2014. Sincerely, M. Michael Rounds.
The appointment to the Science and Technology Authority is referred to the Committee on State Affairs.
July 17, 2009, the Honorable Dennis Dugard. Dear Mr. President, members of the Senate, pursuant to the provisions of Chapter 1-16J of the South Dakota Codified Laws and subject to your consent, I have the honor to inform you that I have appointed Glenn Kane, Rapid City, Pennington County, South Dakota, to the South Dakota Ellsworth Development Authority. This appointment is effective July 17, 2009, and shall continue until filling the position of an initial two-year term. Sincerely, M. Michael Rounds.
The appointment to the Ellsworth Development Authority is referred to the Committee on State Affairs.
July 17, 2009, the Honorable Dennis Dugard, dear Mr. President, members of the Senate, pursuant to the provisions of Chapter 1-16J of the South Dakota Codified Laws and subject to your consent, I have the honor to inform you that I have appointed Mark Roby, Watertown, Coddington County, South Dakota, to the South Dakota Ellsworth Development Authority. This appointment is effective July 17, 2009, and shall continue until filling the position of an initial one-year term. Sincerely, M. Michael Rounds.
The appointment of Mark Roby to the Ellsworth Development Authority is referred to the Committee on State Affairs.
July 17, 2009, the Honorable Dennis Dugard, dear Mr. President, members of the Senate, pursuant to the provisions of Chapter 1-16J of the South Dakota Codified Laws and subject to your consent, I have the honor to inform you that I have appointed Gary Gritners, Fort Pierce, Stanley County, South Dakota, to the South Dakota Ellsworth Development Authority. This appointment is effective July 17, 2009, filling the position of an initial two-year term. Sincerely, M. Michael Rounds.
The appointment of Gary Gritner to the Science and Technology, to the Ellsworth Development Authority is referred to the Committee on State Affairs.
July 17, 2009, the Honorable Dennis Dugard, dear Mr. President, members of the Senate, pursuant to the provisions of Chapter 1-16J of the South Dakota Codified Laws and subject to your consent, I have the honor to inform you that I have appointed Bruce Rampelberg, Rapid City, Pennington County, South Dakota, to the South Dakota Ellsworth Development Authority. This appointment is effective July 17, 2009, and shall continue until filling the position of an initial three-year term. Sincerely, M. Michael Rounds.
The appointment of Bruce Rampelberg to the Ellsworth Development Authority is referred to the Committee on State Affairs.
July 17, 2009, the Honorable Dennis Dugard, dear Mr. President, members of the Senate, pursuant to the provisions of Chapter 1-16J of the South Dakota Codified Laws and subject to your consent, I have the honor to inform you that I have appointed Mark Johnston, Sioux Falls, Lincoln County, South Dakota, to the South Dakota Ellsworth Development Authority. This appointment is effective July 17, 2009, and shall continue until filling the position of an initial three-year term. Sincerely, M. Michael Rounds.
The appointment of Mark Johnston to the Ellsworth Development Authority is also referred to the Committee on State Affairs.
July 17, 2009, the Honorable Dennis Dugard, dear Mr. President, and members of the Senate, pursuant to the provisions of Chapter 1-16J of the South Dakota Codified Laws and subject to your consent. I have the honor to inform you that I have appointed Stanley Porch, Juan Blee, Jackson County, South Dakota, to the South Dakota Ellsworth Development Authority. This appointment is effective July 17, 2009, and shall continue until filling the position of an initial one-year term. Sincerely, M. Michael Rounds.
The appointment of Stanley Porch to the Ellsworth Development Authority is referred to the Committee on State Affairs.
July 17, 2009, the Honorable Dennis Dugard. Dear Mr. President and members of the Senate, pursuant to the provisions of Chapter 1-16J of the South Dakota Codified Laws, and subject to your consent, I have the honor to inform you that I have appointed Jeffrey A. Erickson, Sioux Falls, Lincoln County, South Dakota, to the South Dakota Ellsworth Development Authority. This appointment is effective July 17, 2009, and shall continue until filling the position of an initial three-year term. Sincerely, M. Michael Rounds.
The appointment of Jeff Erickson to the Ellsworth Development Authority is referred to the Committee on State Affairs.
August 11, 2009. The Honorable Dennis Dugard. Dear Mr. President, members of the Senate, pursuant to the provisions of Chapter 1-16H of the South Dakota Codified Laws and subject to your consent, I have the honor to inform you that I have reappointed Thomas Adam, Hughes County, Pierce, South Dakota, to the South Dakota Science and Technology Authority. This reappointment is effective immediately and shall continue until August 8, 2015. Sincerely, M. Michael Rounds.
The reappointment of Tom Adams to the Science and Technology Authority is referred to the Committee on State Affairs.
August 11, 2009, the Honorable Dennis Dugard. Dear Mr. President and members of the Senate, pursuant to the provisions of Chapter 1-16H of the South Dakota Codified Laws and subject to your consent, I have the honor to inform you that I have reappointed Casey Peterson, Pennington County, Rapid City, South Dakota, to the South Dakota Science and Technology Authority. This reappointment is effective immediately and shall continue until August 8, 2015. Sincerely, M. Michael Rounds.
The reappointment of Casey Peterson to the Science and Technology Authority is referred to the Committee on State Affairs.
December 14, 2009, the Honorable Dennis Dugard. Dear Mr. President and members of the Senate, pursuant to the provisions of Chapter 1-16H of the South Dakota Codified Laws and subject to your consent, I have the honor to inform you that I have appointed Ani Afrahomian, Notre Dame, Indiana, to the South Dakota Science and Technology Authority. This appointment is effective December 10, 2009, and shall continue until December 9, 2015. Sincerely, M. Michael Rounds.
The appointment of Ani Abrahamian to the Science and Technology Authority is referred to the Committee on State Affairs. We'll move now to reports of standing committees.
Mr. President, the Committee on Judiciary Respectful Reports has had under consideration Senate Bill 55 and recommends said bill do pass, and the nominations of David R. Nelson and recommends confirmation of said appointment, and Teresa Martz and recommends confirmation of said reappointment, Jean G. Abdallah Chair. Also, Mr. President, the Committee on Commerce Respectful Reports has had under consideration Senate Bill 56 and recommends said bill do pass and be placed on the consent calendar, and Senate Bills 57 and 60, which were amended and recommend said bills do pass as amended. Russell Olson, Chairman. Also, Mr. President, the Committee on Education respectfully reports has had under consideration Senate Bills 23, 20, and 25 and recommend said bills do pass. And Senate Bill 22 and recommend said bill do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. And Senate Bill 24, which was amended and recommend said bill do pass as amended. And the nominations of Glenna Foberg, Marilyn Hoyt, Dean Krogman, Carol Pagonis, and recommends confirmation of said reappointments, and the nomination of Randy Schaefer and recommends confirmation of said appointment. Cooper Garnos, Chair.
Members of the Senate, Senator Olson asked the Senate to welcome to the Senate gallery members of the Madison Chamber of Commerce. Would you all stand and be recognized? Everyone from Madison, welcome. Also, Senator Olson reminds us that the Madison Chamber will be hosting the legislature from 5 to 7 tonight at the Ramcota. 5 to 7 tonight. We'll continue now with motions and resolutions.
House Concurrent Resolution Number 1001, a concurrent resolution urging Congress to pass a balanced, well-funded, multi-year federal highway program which provides connectivity and mobility to both rural and urban areas. Senator Ahlers moves that the Senate do concur in House Concurrent Resolution 1001, as found on page 51 of the House Journal.
Is there a second? Remarks on the motion to concur? Senator Rollers.
Thank you, Mr. President, members of the body. House Concurrent Resolution 1001 is a product of the Summer Interim Committee on Long-Term Highway Needs. House Concurrent Resolution 1001 urges Congress to pass a balanced, well-funded, multi-year federal highway funding program. The Federal Highway Funding Program Safety Lieu, which was to expire in September 30th of 2009, has since been extended for a short period of time. Funds appropriated under these extensions will result in the state receiving less than in the previous fiscal year. Congress is in the process of developing a long-term funding program which will determine how much the state of South Dakota will receive from the federal highway funds for the next 5 years. Currently, the state receives about $2 of federal money for every dollar in state funds. Thus, we are a donee state. The challenge for South Dakota is the increasing demand for funds to deal with the problems of traffic congestion and with public transit in more populated states. This issue could potentially reduce the amount of federal highway dollars received by the state under the new federal highway funding program. This South Dakota state highway system consists of 679 miles of interstate and 2,819 miles of major arterial highways, most of which would be classified as rural miles. We have a large number of miles of roads for the state with a very small population to support it. It is important for Congress to recognize the importance of rural connectivity for interstate commerce, personal travel, and national security. I ask you to support HCR 1001.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks? Senator Valley.
I want to concur with my Senate colleague. And the only thing that I would have in addition to that is this is the fourth extension since September 30th, and it goes to the end of February. And what they are, the secretaries of transportation are all kind of in a bind because they don't know how much is actually money is going to be coming to them. Right now, they're doing it on a proportional basis, and they're getting about 30% less than what they were normally receiving. So it's making a difficult planning process for them. So we're basically saying that South Dakota is a bridge between the East and the West, and all those farm commodities that come out of the breadbasket to get to you, the consumers, we need to keep those funds coming at the same rate that it was at least as good as was in Safety Lieu. So I urge your concurrence. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks? Hearing none, the question is Senator Aller's motion that the House or the Senate do concur in HCR 1001. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Abdallah?
Aye.
Adelstein?
Aye.
Allers?
Aye.
Bartling?
Aye.
Bradford?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Dempster?
Aye.
Frisley?
Aye.
Gant?
Aye.
Garnos?
Aye.
Gillespie? Gray?
Aye.
Hanson Tom?
Aye.
Hanson Gary?
Aye.
Haverly?
Aye.
Heideprim?
Aye.
Oh, dear. Howie?
Aye.
Hunstead?
Aye.
Hunhoff?
Aye.
Jerstead?
Aye.
Klocek? Knudsen?
Aye.
Maher?
Aye.
Merchant?
Aye.
Miles?
Aye.
Nelson? Nesselhoff?
Aye.
Nordstrup?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Roden?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Thiessen?
Aye.
Trebek-Berry?
Aye.
Valley?
Aye.
Senator Klocek? Klocek? Senator Klocek? Mr. President, there are 33 ayes, 2 excused.
The motion has received an affirmative vote of the majority of the members-elect. Motion is adopted, and HCR 1001 is adopted. Consideration of reports of committees.
Senator Knudsen moves that the reports of the standing committees on local government on Senate Bill 13 as found on page 66 of the Senate Journal, also Health and Human Services on Senate Bill 40 as found on page 66 of the Senate Journal, be adopted.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion is to adopt the reports of standing committees. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Senator Haverly.
Personal privilege?
Yes, that's granted.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President and members of the Senate, I wish to make the members aware of the deployment
of my son-in-law and 299 of his friends from Ellsworth Air Force Base yesterday. Well, actually Sunday. The 34th Bomb Squadron troops are flying to Southwest Asia to perform and provide operational support for the 379th Expeditionary Wing. The support from Ellsworth Air Force Base includes air crews, maintenance staff, and other expeditionary combat support airmen. I wish them well as you do. Godspeed in their mission. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Move now to first reading of Senate bills and joint resolutions.
Senate Bill 64, an act to make appropriations for the Water and Environment Fund, the Water Pollution Control Revolving Fund Subfund, and the Drinking Water Revolving Fund Subfund for various water and environmental purposes, to authorize the construction and establish the state cost share for the Southern Black Hills water system, and to declare an emergency. Senate Bill 65, an act to revise the time frame for the design of a new motor license plate series and the issuance of a new motor license plate design series, and to transfer funds from the license plate special revenue fund to the prison industries revolving fund. And Senate Bill 66, an act to make an appropriation to fund property tax and sales tax refunds for certain elderly persons and persons with a disability.
Those bills, just having had their first reading, are referred, Senate Bills 64, 65, and 66, to the Committee on Appropriations. Second reading of consent calendar items.
Senate Bill 39, an act to provide for the continuation of the minimum monthly fee charged for care at the Human Services Center.
Items on the consent calendar have been passed out of committee with no dissenting votes. No debate is permitted. Only questions for clarification are allowed. Are there any questions on Senate Bill 39, the consent calendar item? Seeing none, the question is Senate Bill 39, the consent calendar item. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Abdullah?
Aye.
Adelstein?
Aye.
Ahlers?
Aye.
Bartling?
Aye.
Bradford?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Dempster?
Aye.
Frisley?
Aye.
Gant?
Aye.
Garnos?
Aye.
Gillespie? Gray?
Aye.
Hanson-Tom?
Aye.
Hanson-Gary?
Aye.
Haverly?
Aye.
Heideprim? Howie?
Aye.
Hunstead?
Aye.
Hunhoff?
Aye.
Gerstead?
Aye.
Klocek? Knudsen? Knudsen? Maher?
Aye.
Merchant?
Aye.
Miles?
Aye.
Nelson?
Aye.
Nesselhoff?
Aye.
Northrup?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Roden?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Yes.
Thiessen?
Aye.
Trebek-Berry?
Aye.
Valley?
Aye.
Senator Klocek? Klocek? Senator Klocek? Mr. President, there are 33 ayes, 2 excused.
So the consent calendar has received an affirmative vote of a majority of the members-elect and is declared passed. Any questions on the title? Seeing none, the title is deemed correct. Second reading of Senate bills.
Senate Bill 51, an act to permit the filing of certain documents with the Secretary of State by electronic means and to provide penalties for false filings.
Senate Bill 51 has had its second reading now and is up for final consideration. Any remarks? Senator Knudsen.
Thank you, Mr. President. There have just been a couple of technical issues that have cropped up on this bill, and I would move at this time we defer action on Senate Bill 51 until tomorrow.
Is there a second? Moved and seconded to defer action until tomorrow on Senate Bill 51. Any remarks? Seeing none, those in favor of deferral say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. Motion carried. That concludes our business. Are there any announcements? I'll just mention one. Tuesday, January 26th, a week from today, is the last day for unlimited bill introduction. Any other announcements? Senator Roden and then Senator Brown.
Thank you, Mr. President. Representative Hunt asked me to announce that starting tomorrow morning, 7 o'clock, Catacomb Caucus in the Governor's Large Conference Room. Catacomb Caucus, 7 o'clock.
Thank you, Senator. Senator Brown.
Thank you, Mr. President. Joint Appropriations Committee, this afternoon at 3 o'clock, we have the Department of Health. Tomorrow morning, 8:15, the Department of Health and Human Services.
Thank you, Senator. Senator Adelstein.
The Senate Health and Human Services Committee meets tomorrow morning at 7:45. At 8:10 tomorrow, we'll have a presentation, a discussion on what the impact of on South Dakota would be of the present health bill being heard by the U.S. Congress. We'll have a presentation by David Hewitt, the executive director of the State Hospital Association, as well as Dr. Mark Harlow from Rapid City, a orthopod who's done a great deal of research and interviewing of medical offices in the second largest city, but not the second best city in South Dakota. And it would be well for all that want to see, hear what the impact is to come to the meeting. Of course, the election tomorrow night, tonight might have an impact on it, but just in case it doesn't, please come tomorrow at 8:10.
Senator Tom Hansen.
Thank you, Mr. President. Now that I'm all ready, the Senate Taxation Committee will meet tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock.
Senator Valley.
Senate Transportation, 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. Thank you.
Senator Dempster.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate State Affairs, tomorrow morning, 10 o'clock. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Any further announcements? Seeing none, a motion is in order.
Senator Bradford moves that the Senate do now adjourn.
Is there a second? The motion is to adjourn. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried.
You're just going to get a notice around everything. I was going to get the notice of that presentation.